You are listening to Concert Blast.
Well, if I could walk on water, and if I could find some way to prove, if I could walk on water, would you believe in me? My love is so true.
Tennessee, y'all listen to Concert Blast.
Hey, I'm Carrie Whittakin. I'm from Spring Hill, Tennessee. You are listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Charlotte from Spring Hill, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Darlene from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I am Adam from Nashville, Tennessee. You're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, this is Paul from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Diane Hayes from Spring Hill, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Brittany from Smyrna. You are listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, I'm Cody from Nashville, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Carla, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Stace from Wayathick, and you're listening to Concert Blast with my friends Mike, Brian, and Tom.
Hey, this is Jesse Money, and you're listening to Concert Blast with my good friends Mike, Brian, and Tom.
Hey, this is the Money Man. Anybody listen to the Concert Blast, baby, with my friends Mike, Brian, and Tom. Hang out. We love you.
I sit at home all day watching the TV, waiting for you people so anxiously. For my baby, pretty's a face. We go out rocking, roll someplace. Hey! Glad you all for me. Welcome to the show.
Blast. This is Tom Thompson along with
Brian Hasbrook and
Mike Arnold.
Hey, we're back at the Wild Horse Saloon for another great show. Who is
Eddie Money?
I don't know, man. I'm thinking about just sitting a cot up here and sleeping in a back hallway somewhere. What about y'all?
What are you saying? You're tired?
No, I'm saying we're here every week, ain't we? Pretty much.
Boy, I tell you what, we had a great ride down here. Special thanks to AAA Music City Limousine Service for providing us a limousine ride to the show tonight and for being a sponsor on our show.
Oh, yeah, we all had our own section of the limousine, basically.
Own section, man, that's what you call a stretch, you know? That was a stretch limo, extremely nice. Man, we just cannot thank you enough.
And thank you, Brad, for going the extra mile, for opening the doors for us and stocking it full of waters for us and all.
Yeah, I'm just now figuring how to control the radio and stuff, man. We got to take a long ride home.
And you can reach AAA Music City Limousine Service by calling 615 615- 356-4444. If you're coming in from out of town, give Brad a call, and he'll take care of you.
Absolutely, man. He took care of us, so enjoy the ride.
But who else took care of us tonight?
Oh, well, that will be Demos.
It is some great food. I had the blackened chicken pasta.
What do you have, Brian?
I had too many Italian sausages and spaghetti.
Too many.
We all ate a lot. Even Uncle Joe, who's with us tonight.
There's Joe. Joe, say hello, Joe.
Hey, how's it going there, people?
What did you have tonight, Joe?
Oh, I had Mexican spaghetti. Very, very, very good. A lot of jalapenos on it. Like that a lot. The bread's just killer, man.
How many baskets did we go through?
About six.
Y'all went through two.
Yeah, but we had a salad, so it's okay.
That's right, man. It was great food, and we cannot thank you enough, Demos. Anywhere around your area there's a Demos, you got to check them out.
Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Lebanon, and downtown Nashville, Tennessee.
It's right down the street from the Wild Horse, so you know what? Before you come to a show, stop in Demos. It's great.
That's right. Go up the block, make a left, and then look to your right. It's right there.
But now it's time to have a great time here at the Wild Horse Saloon, because the opening act's about to come on to the Wild Horse Saloon, and then Eddie Money's going to rock and roll the place.
I'm excited because it's been at least, what, 20 years since we've seen Eddie Money?
I don't count that long. I don't know how old you are.
I'm much too young to remember, man. I really don't know.
It has been a while, so we're excited about seeing him again. And his daughter's with him this time, too, so we're excited about seeing her.
And that would be Jesse Money.
And Jesse is a very friendly person, along with Eddie is too. Be looking for her on MTV.
Hey, and if you hadn't heard our interview, check that show out too.
I tell you what, let's do. Let's go to the backstage area where the meet and greet fans are lining up to see Eddie Money. Already? What are you saying?
Let's do it, man.
Now we're here in the backstage meet and greet, and everybody's excited out here.
Yeah!
Yes, sir. They're chanting Eddie. What do you think, man?
I think they're ready for it.
Most definitely. I know y'all can scream and I know y'all can chant, but can you sing? Hey, what's your name?
My name's Allie.
And you?
Steve.
Steve and Allie's here. Going to lead everybody in a little rendition here, right?
We're singing.
Oh, no. You pick it.
All right. I got two tickets to paradise. And that's all I know.
Baby, hold on to me.
Baby, hold on. Baby, hold on. Some excited fans back here. Hey, what's your name?
Renee.
And you?
Patrick.
Where y'all from?
Nashville.
Oh, you're right here, huh?
Well, Pennsylvania, really. Oh, we just moved here.
There's not too many people from Nashville.
No, we just moved here about 6 months ago.
Well, welcome to Nashville, Tennessee.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you've been to Wild Horse yet?
First time.
First time. It won't be the last.
No.
Where are y'all from?
I'm right here.
I was going to say, I grew up in Colorado, but I've been here 11 years, so...
I'm from here. I'm a native.
You were born and raised here like
born
me?
Yeah. Within 35 miles of here. Does that count?
That's good enough.
Okay. You know, it's funny. I worked here in security 11 years ago when I first moved here.
Yeah, that is funny.
First job.
You were a security person.
I was security.
How many did you throw out?
None. I always had backup.
Hey, what's your name?
Doug.
Doug, where are you from, Doug?
Clarksville, Tennessee.
And you?
Angie.
And you're from Clarksville?
I'm from Dover.
Dover?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, to come away. It's on the side of Clarksville, though, right?
Yeah, not too far.
Okay. Big Eddie Money fans?
Big fan for a while.
Yeah? Okay. What's some of your favorite songs by Eddie Money?
Baby, Hold On To Me, I reckon.
Yeah, so you were singing Well a while ago, right?
I don't know about Well, but I was trying.
Let's go see Eddie. What do you say?
Thank you.
Hey, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Carrie.
How you doing, Carrie?
Great.
How are you from, Carrie?
I'm from Spring Hill, Tennessee.
Spring Hill, Tennessee. You're here to see Eddie Money tonight, though, aren't you?
Here to see Eddie Money. Rock on.
All right. What's your favorite song by Eddie Money?
Take Me Home Tonight.
Take me
home tonight. I don't want to let you go till you see the light. Take me home tonight.
Come on.
Listen, honey, just like Ronnie said.
Yes.
Be my little baby.
Way to go.
That's my girl.
Is that right?
That's my girl.
Hey, what's your name?
It's Paul.
How are you from?
California originally.
And how long you been here?
10 years.
In Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your name?
Darlene.
Darlene, how long you been here?
Same. About 10 years.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. I take it you're on an item then.
Yes, we are.
Oh, how sweet that is. Some of your favorite Eddie Money songs?
Two Tickets to Paradise, great song.
Two Tickets.
Yeah, great song. I saw him at the California State Fair in either 1982 or 1983. Great show.
Ready for another big one tonight, though?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to me.
All right. Thank you.
Well, we're out here in the crowd after being in the backstage area for the meet and greet.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We got to see them up close and personal.
A lot of fans singing, as you heard. And as we're walking through, Brian runs into this guy from where?
I'm from Windham, New Hampshire.
Windham, say it again.
Windham, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Well, let him talk a little bit.
Go Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, now, what brings you in from New Hampshire?
Eddie Murray.
Did you drive or did you fly?
I fly.
You flew in from New Hampshire
to Nashville, Tennessee. For Eddie Money.
Have you ever seen him before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, wow.
I haven't. And I'm very excited about this. This ought to be really rocking. I'm a drummer. I love music. And I just, these guys rock. They rock.
What are some of your favorite Eddie Money songs?
I mean, everything he does. I mean, the oldies are just great. You know, I mean, I can't even put my finger on one of them, but I mean, any of the songs he does is awesome. He's a great band.
Who is this lady taking pictures of us?
Oh, that's a friend of mine.
Did she fly in?
No, she lives here in Franklin, Kentucky.
Oh, okay. Well, she drove a ways, too.
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you.
New Hampshire!
New Hampshire!
Hey, can I talk to you guys?
Sure.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Mary Jane from Franklin. I'm Stace. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Stace. From Way FM?
I am. How'd you know?
I listen to you every morning.
Oh, well, bless your heart. Hi.
Hey there.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I'm the new TV.
Yes, I do.
Wow.
I listen to you.
Such
and
as it
watch
is.
His name.
That's perfect.
I keep interrupting you.
Should
be down here a lot.
Yeah, I did classic rock forever and ever, and I've also done country forever. That's actually Tim Rushlow. You might remember him from Texas.
Yes. Hello, Paul.
Hey.
Good, how you doing?
Hey, it's Concert Blast.
Are you ready for Eddie Money? What's your name? Where are you from?
Carla from Nashville.
Hi. Diane from Mount Juliet.
You ever seen Eddie Money before?
No.
First timers,
yes.
Huh?
Yes.
All right. Did y'all go meet him?
No.
Oh, y'all just stayed out here for the VIPs.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, everybody. This is Cody here. You're all the way up front, and you got a funny looking thing in your ear, man.
It's called my Bluetooth or my tumor, which one you want to call it.
You big fan of Eddie Money?
Oh, yes.
What's everybody got these patches on for? Y'all a guest of somebody's?
We are all access, brother.
How come?
We know the bus driver of Eddie Money.
Oh, what else is there, man?
That's right. You've got to know the bus driver. There's nothing better than that.
That's right. Hey, so what's some of your favorite songs?
Take Me Home Tonight.
What else?
Two Tickets to Paradise. You gonna pack your bags and leave?
Oh, yeah, you are.
That's right.
Well, if they're gonna give me two, I'll take them, right?
Right.
All right. Nice talking to you all. Nice talking to you.
All right.
Hey, we got some singers over here, Mike. What's your name? Where you from?
Brittany in Nashville.
And you are, what's your name?
Raquel Welch.
Tiffany.
Okay, I heard a rumor that y'all can sing, okay? All right, what song are we singing?
That girl was shaking, snapping her fingers. She was moving round and round. That girl was shaking.
Well, we're standing here down front, and Eddie Money's about to come out here in probably about another 5 minutes, and we're talking to a good friend of ours. Hello, James.
Hello, Mike.
James was, we last saw him at the Rex Springfield. You liked that show, didn't you?
Oh, that was a great show.
Was that energetic or what?
Oh, yeah.
Now, you were here when he was walking around the railing up here.
Yeah.
So you were talking about when's the last time we saw Eddie Money?
Yeah. Opening up for Journey at the Municipal Auditorium.
What year was that?
78, maybe.
James, good to see you again, man.
Good to see you.
Enjoy the big show.
Keep up the good work of the podcast.
Well, the band's about to hit the stage. Here comes Lee out.
Looks like you're trying to do the last man stuff out there.
This is Mike Arnold. This is Billy from Chattanooga.
Hello, Bill from Chattanooga.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, what brings you in?
Come see the show.
You drove all the way in for this?
Yep.
You been here very much?
Occasionally. A little bit.
You seen him before? Seen Eddie before?
Yeah, a couple of three times, yeah.
Good to talk to you, big guy.
All right.
Here comes the Eddie Money Band.
Yep, they're all coming out here. Everybody but Eddie so far.
Well, the setup is just the drummer in the back and keyboardist to the right. Lee, the bass player, is to the right. Electric guitar is to the left. One solid microphone stand standing right in the middle, empty. And Eddie's not at it yet. There's also a background vocalist mic if you're facing the stage to the left of the drummer. And there's Eddie Money! Slapping hands, thanking everybody, and the crowd's still going crazy. Jesse's out front waving and clapping. The band's out there shaking hands, and they're waving goodbye. Meeting back up in the middle for a final bow. But they're saying goodnight. And that was it for the evening for Eddie Money. And how'd you like the show tonight?
Oh, it was a great show. Yeah.
That's all you can say about it, huh?
I'm still beside myself.
Hey, how'd you think about the show tonight?
It was wonderful.
What was your favorite part?
The whole show.
All right, y'all have a great time. Thanks for joining us at our table.
Thank you for having us.
What do you think about the show tonight, Tom?
I tell you what, man, Eddie can still rock, man. He's got a great voice. He knows how to entertain, too.
Man, it's a great combination of blues and rock from beginning to end. A little bit journey back into the 60s all the way through the 70s and right up to today. A little mix of country. Just wish Mr. Vince Gill could have showed up but he was actually tied up with the opera. So God bless you there, Vince. We would have loved to have seen you.
Tell me, what do you think about the show?
Hey, man, this has got to be the place. That's all I can say is it's got to be the place if you're looking for somewhere to be.
We were just informed that Eddie Money's having a party backstage as we go backstage.
So we thought we'd just join along.
We were invited to go to the second floor, so let's see what's happening now up here.
I think we've got a few fans up here. What do you think?
Probably some family and stuff.
Oh, that's right.
As we walk in, there's all kinds of people here. We got some fans over. Hello, guys. How are y'all?
So
what's your name?
Eddie Money fan or what?
Yes, I am. I'm Ryan Davis.
Catherine Davis, Alexandra Taylor.
Now, who are y'all with? Just, I know y'all didn't drive up tonight.
No, we're with our parents.
Your parents?
No.
Your parents?
Yes.
Oh, you okay.
Our dad sang earlier.
Which dad was that?
They were both singing. Both of our dads were singing.
So your dad's Eddie Money because he was singing?
No.
Yep.
So funny.
Where's my dad?
Yeah. That's why you're up here to see your dad, right?
Yeah.
Hey, we got some food on the table. Y'all stay away from that food. That's for me.
That's my dad.
Yeah, it's your dad. I forgot. Have a seat. Okay. Enjoy some food, huh?
That's right.
Hey, it's good to talk to you guys.
You too.
Say bye.
Bye.
check.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Kira, and I am from West Virginia.
West Virginia. So how'd you end up in Nashville?
It's a long story.
What you're here to say? I mean, you're here to live or what?
Oh, yeah.
And tell everybody your name, young lady.
Charlotte.
She's actually the rose lady here. No, you got a rose in your head. I want y'all to tell me what you thought about the Eddie Money Show.
We're still shaking it.
That's not playing. Right.
How about you?
Awesome. It was the greatest thing ever.
Greatest thing ever? Have you met Tom?
I've not met Tom. I'm sorry. Tom, what's up? My name's Kira.
Kira, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
It was so nice to be here.
Well, we just had a wonderful experience in the backstage area at the Eddie Money's party, and now we're experiencing a great ride home. Thank you to AAA Music City Limousine Service. And hey, this is nice, isn't it, guys? Look at Joe, he's all stretched out. Uncle Joe's back there.
I think that's why they call it a stretch limo.
What we're going to do on the ride home in the limousine is go through the concert set list and do the review. Eddie Money hit the stage and they did it in style. Man, he knows how to get a crowd going, doesn't he?
He really does. I mean, he's still got it. I mean, he just knows how to work the crowd. And he was excited about being in Nashville, too.
He came out there in his black suit and kind of a, what kind of a tie was that?
Somewhere between a rose and a magenta.
Man, he was ready to rock, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And he started off with the first song of the night,
I Think I'm in Love.
I think I'm in love.
He says, welcome to the Eddie Money Show. Jessie's out there shaking in the background with her tambourine. All the guys on the band, great band, wasn't it, Brian?
Oh, yeah. A couple of Nashville guys in there, so it's got to be great.
There you go.
That's right.
And he didn't stop rocking. He just kept on with the next song. Get a move on.
Hurry up and get it up. I just can't seem to get enough. Grab your coat, get on my bike. We're gonna leave here tonight.
Picked up a tambourine on this next song, and he started just spinning it and just kind of banging on it, and he got everybody to say, yeah!
I mean, he really did, but I tell you what, man, he could spin that tambourine really, really well. I was kind of impressed there.
And he also picked up the sax in this song. Of course, this song is
Trinidad.
I dream she once loved me in the land called Trinidad.
Played that song. I like the song, but I was surprised. Great song.
I wasn't expecting her to play that.
He said, are we live tonight? We are back in Tennessee.
And he kept on saying it, how much he loved Tennessee.
Eddie decided to bring up some special guests. Tonight's first special guest, his name was Ira Walker. He said he wrote this song. He went into the song.
I want to go back.
I know.
Back then, I never even looked at who wrote the songs. I didn't care.
Listen to how the crowd sounded when they sang this. Everybody was very energetic all night long. He took off his sax and decided to go into another hit.
Take me home tonight.
I can feel your heartbeat faster. Take me home tonight.
boy Jesse runs out front,
and he introduces her
as my little daughter, Jessie Money. This is when she took Ronnie's place in the song Take Me Home Tonight, and she did an excellent job tonight, didn't she?
She really did. I mean, she really was so well poised out there. I mean, you thought she was out there performing for years and years and years, and she really can sing.
She was having a lot of fun, too, man. She was just enjoying herself. She was running all over the stage, dancing. What'd she have, tambourines, maracas? Every time you looked at her, she couldn't sit still.
And what impressed me also is, yeah, she would go from one side of the stage and start waving to people and go to the other side of the stage, really making them feel at home.
And she didn't walk back and forth. She danced across the stage.
Kind of swayed across the stage. It's hard to describe it, really.
This was actually her turn to shine, because this next song she sings solo, and it is called Now.
I want your love.
She says it came from a guitarist of hers that wrote the song. But the next song is one that Brian was familiar with before.
It's an old Janis Joplin song, I believe it's called Turtle Blues.
Decided to go into another duet. Eddie came back out on stage and they went into the old song from the 60s, Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Listen, baby,
just call my name, I'll be there.
Sounded so good about that. You could tell their vocals really blended so well together. You know, yeah, they're father and daughter, but it really stood out. Very, very nice. Great performance.
She has a naturally beautiful bluesy quality to her voice. Powerful, too.
Eddie says, everybody having a good time tonight? And he went into the song, Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher.
You came along, and it soon departed, and it never showed his face again. I said, your love
keeps lifting me, keeps on lifting me,
taking me higher, higher and higher, higher. Your love
keeps lifting me, keeps on lifting me,
taking me higher and higher, higher.
Eddie's voice stood out. I mean, he was just as strong from the beginning to the end of the show.
He says, this one's for the troops. He got a little serious. He said, for all the guys over in Iraq and Afghanistan.
And he also said it twice because he didn't quite get the response the first time he wanted.
He made sure that they were going to get that response to him, and they did.
This one's for the troops.
Then he got a response, and he went into a song called Peace in Our Time.
Make love by the light. Gonna find peace in all the time.
he said, now this one's from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Also, the Beatles did this song. But he picked up his sax, and he had a great time with this, as you did. The Smokey Robinson and Miracles song.
You really got a hold on me.
You know I don't like you, but I love you. It seems like I'm always thinking of you. Oh, girl, I love you madly. You treat me badly. You really got a hold on me.
He said this was the very first song he ever recorded back in 1978 when he was only 14 years old.
Of course, he got a good laugh for the crowd out of that one.
Yeah, and he kind of winked at the crowd like, yeah, that's right.
One thing I thought it was neat, when he didn't get the response he wanted to, especially when he was playing his sax out there, he kept on raising his hands like, come on, people, you know? I thought it was pretty cool. He got the reaction from them.
It was time to bring out some more guests. He's going to have another CD coming out probably in the summer called The Other Side of Money. Now, what it is his hits kind of countrified. And so what they did, he brought out a steel guitarist, a guy from the Garth Brooks Band. He brought out John Ford Coley, and he brought out another guy from the record company that he's with. They did this song, which really didn't change it that much. It was Two Tickets to Paradise.
I've got two tickets in my pocket now, baby. We're gonna disappear. Waiting so long.
Wasn't that much difference. The biggest difference I saw is you had the steel guitar and you had the acoustic, and that was about it.
Yeah, I mean, it had a little country feel to it, but no, he didn't just totally remake it.
Eddie's voice stayed the same. It didn't change any than the original. So, therefore, it was just almost identical to the original with a couple of more instruments.
Well, the next song, he was wishing somebody well that he was hoping they could be there tonight. It was Vince Gill, who did some recording with him. But fortunately, Vince couldn't be here tonight because he had a couple shows at the Opry.
And they went into the song.
Give me some water.
He said, now here's a song called It's a Hard Life. I hope you like it.
Had some breaks, paid for my mistakes. Lord knows I had my share of heartaches. Now I've learned to see what my daddy always tried to tell me. It's a hard life living on.
A special guest is still on stage, and then they played a song called
Bring It Home.
Next was like a little tribute to Ray Charles. He says, Mr. Ray Charles, everybody, come on now. You gotta sing with me on this one. And he sang the old Ray Charles classic,
You Don't Know Me.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello. Now I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so. And anyone can tell, you think you know me well, but you don't know me.
They love loves that blues. I mean, he really likes that country type of twang in there. And that was like, if you hear our interview, that's definitely one of his big influences.
He's got a big influence in the blues. I mean, he also loves country music. He is wanting to blend a little bit of all of it.
What I also liked is he said, come on, guys, let's sing. We don't need no Randy Jackson. We don't need no Paula Abdul. Are you ready? And he got everybody singing that You Don't Know Me. Then he pulled out his harmonica, and I didn't realize how well he can play the harmonica. I remember him playing the sax, but not the harmonica.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to hear a man who's so diverse in what he does, not just sing, not just play a guitar. I love a harmonica anyway in a rock band, man.
I mean, he hasn't lost none of it. I mean, he's just as good as he was 20 years ago. I mean, if it's anywhere close to your area, man, you got to see him.
He stayed on the harmonica. Jesse picked up the maracas. Eddie got the crowd going, yeah, yeah, as he went into No Control.
When I wasn't born in trouble.
Kept rocking. The drummer just kept doing his beat right into the next song, which was Walk on Water. Shaking hands and telling everybody good night, but he stayed on the stage. And as the drummer did a four count, they went into the biggest song probably that he has as far as hits go.
Baby, hold on to me.
Think about it, baby.
The crowd singing that song. I mean, it really sounded great.
Jesse came back out front, dancing around and singing with her father, and we had a great show. He said goodnight, but he didn't want to leave the stage.
No, he really did. I thought it was unusual because all the band has already left the stage, and he keeps like turning his back, but he turned and face the crowd and start talking to us again. It's like, you don't have to leave the stage. Just bring everybody back out.
He did that about three times before he actually walked off the stage.
This is listen to a clip of this.
He's got a two-tone shirt now.
Yeah, he's soaking wet with sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Money.
And the band's following him.
I love this town. I love this town. I married the prettiest girl in Tennessee. She's not even like, she's home watching four other kids, you know? I got five kids, I'll do anything to get out of the house, you know that.
When he finally came back, he introduced the band. Let's listen to who's all in the band right here.
How about a big hand for my special guest, Mr. Tommy Wirth from Big 7 Records, Tommy Wirth. John Ford, Cola, Good Money Mine, Summer Breeze. Bruce Fadden, I'm from the Hawk Brooks Band, everybody. My little girl, Jessie Money, both for her this week. Tommy Gerwin, I'll lead guitar. Nashville, please, everybody from Nashville, Tennessee. Mr. Glenn Simmons on the drums. From Nashville, Tennessee, please, Mr. Lee Beverly on great bass guitar. And please a big hand to Chris Rhodes from Betty Ford Hospital. Mr. Chris Rhodes, everybody.
He came back, as you just heard him say, are you ready to do some shaking? And went into the song, of course, Shaking. Back and forth. That's what I like too.
Of course, he had to make sure that everybody was shaking out there in the crowd. I was glad to hear that song.
Also, the drummer did something special.
He's got this little boy. I'm guessing, well, you guys guess about 8?
Yeah, maybe 10.
Yeah. Maybe something there, and I don't know his son's name, but his son playing the drums with his dad on the encore.
That was cool. I like that.
And what was cool too is Eddie was also thanking his family that's in Goodlettsville, Tennessee for coming out to the show. Unfortunately, his wife couldn't make it. There was a lot of family members here that were here at the show, and he was thanking them for coming on out. Okay, it's time for the blast call. Who wants to go first?
Well, I'll go first, Tom. I would have to say that I really enjoyed the show, but there were several songs that were missing as far as I'm concerned. Some of my favorites, you know, everybody rock and roll the place. I wanna be a rocker, wanna be a rocker, wanna be a rock and roll star. That, I mean, I could probably go through all of his songs and discover many more. It was a clean show, guys.
Yes, it was.
Oh, 2 in a row. Can we do it 3?
You can't knock off points. What are you going to do, man?
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to have to rate him straight up, and that straight up with a great band, great daughter that he has, very friendly. Eddie's very friendly. That makes me just want to give him more. More credit.
Oh, come on. Give them from all the points you've been taking away in the past. Give them some more.
Well, because the set list wasn't exactly like I wanted it, I had to give it a 9.0.
Oh, you dog.
I tell you what, it had been probably at least 20 years since we've seen Eddie Money, and I was really excited about seeing how well he could still perform. He still has it. I mean, his voice is just as good as it was 20 years ago. His performance, his on-stage performance was absolutely great. Didn't hurt with his daughter being out there, because, I mean, she really, Jessie, put on one great show. She was the energy of the whole band. She can really sing well. Love the harmony between her and her dad. Sounded absolutely great. I will say, I'm with Mike, there's definitely at least, I'd say, 5 songs minimum that was his top songs, no doubt about it, that, yep, Eddie definitely could have played that were some of his songs. I mean, he started off with 4 great big songs, and then, yeah, I mean, we like your other music, too. Definitely could have played I Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, like Mike says. But overall, the band was fabulous. We had such a great time. Clean show. I got to give it a 9.4.
Good deal, Thomas, man. I got to say, I enjoyed this show a lot. I liked it because he did such a diverse set. He went into the very bluesy stuff. He went into the 60s stuff. He played a lot of his own stuff. And I'm in agreement with y'all. I would like to hear a lot more. But, hey, when somebody's been around 25, 30 years, they're going to cut something somewhere.
Of course, it's the someone we usually want, unfortunately.
He didn't ask us anyway.
No, he didn't ask us. And we were there. We were talking to him. He could have asked for it. So I'm not going to fault him for that, but I know what I wanted to hear, too. His band was great. The volume was great. Too many times you go see an act, and they sound good, but it's like too quiet or so blasting loud you can't really enjoy it. I will say something about his daughter, Jessie. Aside from being a just beautiful woman, she can belt out a song. When she puts out a record, I'm getting that thing, brother. I give it a 9.2.
Uncle Joe, what do you think?
Well, the first time I've ever seen him, unlike y'all guys, 20 years ago, I was a little young to be going to concerts. All right, maybe not. I enjoyed it thoroughly, and I don't know what show y'all were at, because I don't see what else he could have done. He gave it everything he had. Like I say, I don't think he could have put any more energy into the show. When I see somebody perform like that, I'm thoroughly pleased with it, so if I was going to give him a score, I'd definitely have to give him a straight-up 10.
Whoa!
So, like I say, he did everything he could have done. I don't think he could have done anything any better, so... It was just a great show. Jessie did not hurt the show at all. And just a super nice girl. And like I say, meeting them, it's just like sitting around talking to two old friends. It was just, they were just very nice people. I was very impressed with the whole deal. Thanks again, guys, for taking me.
Hey, and if you didn't hear our interview with Jessie and Eddie Money, click onto that show, listen to it. We had a great time. Eddie Money and Jessie, thank you so much for giving us that great interview.
One more time, I want to thank the people who fed us tonight, Demos in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, and we thank you so much. What a wonderful food. Maybe we could do it again sometime.
The ride to Nashville and the ride back, man, you can't beat it. AAA Music City Limousine, I tell you what a beautiful limo. Just so convenient, so nice, you got to check them out.
So, if you ever come to Nashville, or if you're in Nashville and you're in need for a limousine service, call Brad at 615-356-4444, and he'll take care of you.
When you get to our website, guys, look at the right-hand side. If you would, cast a vote for us. We'd sure love to hear anything you got as far as a positive comment. If you got negative comments, we appreciate those, too, because that'll just make us get better at what we do. Just go there, click that link, and make a vote for us. Send us your emails at
concertblast@gmail.com.
Hey, also, if you just happen to see us at a show, come up and say hello to us. We'd love to meet you and let us know what you think about the shows. And I tell you what, that's one thing we are finding out, that more and more people are just saying, hey, Concert Blast, walking up to us. And we just love it. We love to see that reaction from you. So don't be shy. Walk up and talk to us.
Tom's right about that. Tonight, if you would have walked up to us, we all got black T-shirts with yellow-looking billboard logos on them. So, and that doesn't match anything, guys, so we stand out. And you can't miss Joe, because if he's standing in front of us, you can't see us.
That's true.
He's only, what, 6'6"?
6'6". 6'8"? Hey, 6'7".
He's
6'6 and a half, 300 pounds plus, maybe. I don't know.
318's on the scales after dinner.
318 on the scales after dinner, he said. But anyway, thank you again. We appreciate everybody who's helping us. If you'd like to help us sponsor a show, please contact us at concertblast@gmail.com. We can push your business on our show. So until next time, this is Mike signing off.
And Brian signing off.
And Tom signing off.
And Joe signing off.
And until next time, God bless you, and we'll see you around.
See ya.
Woo-hoo. I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.
I get the bow.
You get the low, boo.
How low can you go?